And this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. China said it will impose penalties on $3 billion worth of nearly 130 U.S. products as a response to U.S. tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Economics professor Peter Morici said the tariffs may be a bigger issue for U.S. President Donald Trump than for China.
Targeted tariffs invite targeted retaliation. As a consequence, the Chinese can make an elected president very uncomfortable politically. But let's face it, President Xi doesn't have to worry about getting votes.
Morici said the fears of a trade war may be overblown since the United States and China have thus far penalized only a narrow list of goods. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa thanked Chinese President Xi Jinping Tuesday for Beijing's political support and pledged to strengthen ties with the Asian giant on his first visit since his dramatic rise to power last year. Ahead of an election scheduled for August 2018 at the latest, Mnangagwa is under pressure to bring back foreign investors and resolve a severe currency shortage, mass unemployment, and dramatic price increases. German prosecutors have asked a regional court to allow the extradition of former Catalan separatist leader Carlos Puigdemont. Pernell Murdoch has that story.
The French news agency reported Puigdemont's attorney has appealed against the Spanish Supreme Court's decision to prosecute him on the rebellion charges. The lawyer argued the charge implies Puigdemont advocated an uprising by violence. He said any violence that followed the October referendum was isolated and does not justify the charges. 24 other Catalan separatist leaders are also facing rebellion charges. Pernell Murdoch.
This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has decided to cancel a deal with the United Nations to resettle African migrants in Western nations. Under the deal, roughly half of the 35,000 migrants living in Israel would be resettled in the West. The issue has divided Israel for a decade and drawn fierce criticism. U.S. President Donald Trump will host the leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for a Baltic summit at the White House on Tuesday. Cindy Sain has that story.
The Baltic leaders are expected to stress that the U.S. should not underestimate the threat Russia poses to them right now, at a time Moscow is continuing to conduct missile tests in international waters extremely close to Latvia and Sweden. Some experts say a number of NATO countries are concerned about Trump's frequent praise of Russian President Vladimir Putin, but also look to see what action the U.S. is taking. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Malaysia's parliament has approved a new law for publishing, sharing false information on digital platforms and social media. Ed Giles has that more story.
The bill does not appear to clearly define fake news, but it allows for broad consequences, including fines of over $120,000, as well as jail. The government says the law would not violate freedom of speech, and cases would fall under an independent court. Malaysia's Prime Minister, Najib Razak, is preparing to face a tough battle at the election, which he is likely to call in the coming days. Najib has been dogged by stories for over 2 years about a multi-billion dollar scandal at state fund 1MDB.
That was reporter Ed Giles. Grace Lee reports that Hong Kong's once thriving pro-democracy movement is now weighed down by growing pessimism.
Beijing under President Xi Jinping has been increasingly dealing a hardline approach. But voters say they've lost enthusiasm, hit hard by recent events, especially the jailing of activist Joshua Wong. Wong in many ways became a symbol during street protests in 2014.
I think it's no reason for people to step backward or give up.
Experts say the Democrats will need time to do some serious soul-searching if they hope to stand a chance against the opposition in 2020 elections.
That was reporter Grace Lee. A spokesman for Prime Minister Theresa May said Tuesday that Britain was looking for a proportionate way to respond to the threat posed by Russia after a retired Russian army official said the poisoning of a former spy could start a new world war. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all